Oh, the lads have been fantastic. After the performance that we had at Brentford, I thought the first half were great. Second half wasn't so good. And from then, the gaffer had him in. We had a meeting, a few words, and they responded fantastically, to be fair. And like I say, five clean sheets says it all.
And it's not something new, is it, building from the back? It's something that you did very well in League One in terms of keeping clean sheets. And are you just pleased with how you managed to carry that over this season?
Yeah, we are, because you're coming up against better quality teams, better quality individuals, like we keep saying every week. You know, the players and the teams that you're coming up against now, and no disrespect to the teams in League One, but there's some great players in there. Even the, you know, the set player situation, you know, you've got to be aware of things like that, because what you've got in the sides now, you know, they can put them anywhere. So, yeah, the clean sheets have come absolutely great for us for the last five games. Now we've got to build on the other side of it, and hopefully if we get this goal scoring going, then we can, like I say, move up this table.
Because there are a few nervy moments against Forest on Tuesday, particularly that free kick in like the 94th minute or something.
And that's what I'm saying, when you got players like with quality like that, you know, there's a chance that that could go in the back of the net. And you know, everybody's going to get a bit nervous, you know, because of the situation with the run that we've had at the moment, you know, the players, the staff, the fans, and hopefully, like I say, that'll help everybody along the line now.
And we talked with Simon a lot in the last few weeks about the strikers not being on the score sheet, but Owen Doyle finally off the mark.
Yeah, it's nice for them. Not like we're not bothered, as long as we get that win, as long, you know, whoever scores, it doesn't matter. But it's nice that, you know, Owen's got his goal. Hopefully Joe gets his shortly in, and they get on a run, you know, because they love scoring goals. And then they'll just do it naturally rather than trying different things.
So you got your first win at home in the league on Tuesday. It was hard fought. Are there any injuries off the back of that? There are a few tackles flying in?
Well, oh, there are a few little knocks, but we'll assess them as the day goes on today. Like I said, we'll speak with Jacko shortly and have a look at that, what we've got available for Saturday now.
And you're without John Welsh for Saturday through suspension?
Yeah, he is, yeah. He picked his booking up later on in the game, so he'll miss the game now on Saturday, yeah.
And the managerial roundabout continues in the Championship. Six managers have lost their jobs since the end of September, with Chris Ramsey being the latest.
Yeah, it's sad, you know, two great gentlemen, Chris Powell and Chris Ramsey, you know, the lad at Huddersfield as well. And the two fantastic men, you know, and they love the football, they give everything they've got. And it's just sad, you know, that they're not given time.
Have you spoken to them at all? I know it's early days.
I gave Chris Powell a ring yesterday, yeah, because like I said, he's a true friend of mine and I work with him a lot at Chorlton Athletic and like I say, an absolutely great gentleman, and with his counterpart as well, Alex Dyer. You know, I was just sad for him, and I just wish, like I say, some people will give him time.
And you talk about the pressure of newly promoted sides coming up to the Championship and how hard it is to make the step up. But there's equally as much pressure as teams being relegated from the Premier League, as you've seen with QPR.
Yeah, because expectations, I think, from them as well. You know, they've got the budgets already down there as well. You know, they'll have top players. You know, they'll have the money to go and spend. So these are high expectations of the ones that come down. And like I say, that sometimes the pressure gets to them, and you can see what's happening at QPR at the moment.
And from their board's point of view, they see Hull and Burnley in the top two, and QPR 13th and 6 points off the playoffs. So do you think they've panicked in that respect?
Well, it seems like it. You know, that's up to them what they do. You know, we can just keep our own house in order, and what we do at Preston North End. You know, what happens at QPR is entirely up to them, and hopefully we can go down there and take 3 points off them on Saturday.